This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Today marks 4 years to the day since the last fatal crash of a commercial airliner in the U.S. In addition, the New York Times points out that last year was the safest for air travel around the world since 1945. Keith Mackey is an aviation consultant, and he's with us now from Ocala, Florida. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how is it possible that it's been 4 years since a fatal commercial airliner crash in the U.S.?
Well, our ability to track airplanes, there's a new system coming on board that the FAA will have that will use things other than radar to track and separate airplanes. We have much better radar for detecting bad weather. We have more capability to land with less visibility than we previously did. The newer airplanes coming online have more complex and capable technology. Now, the 787 is an example of that. Now, they've discovered a potential problem
right.
and grounded the airplane while they positively prevent the issue from happening again. This is an example of how they correct mistakes before they can lead to an accident.
As an aviation consultant, is there any area of airline safety that you think is not up to par, that you think they need to get better at?
Well, one of the things that we learned from our last accident, which was the Colgan crash in Buffalo about 4 years ago, is some of the airlines were hiring very inexperienced pilots, and the FAA is taking steps now to change that and require a higher level of experience for entry-level people who will be flying for the airlines. And this is a work-in-progress thing, and as it takes place, it will improve safety even more.
Keith Mackey, aviation consultant in Ocala, Florida, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, you're welcome.